This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Breathing Problems, Screen Apnea. Ever had a breathing problem? I have. Now I find that a new cause of the problem may lie with electronic screens, phones, tablets, television, or gaming screens of any sort. The first time I had a problem was when I was a senior in high school. I and a couple of friends were in the magazine room. I remember the librarian, Mrs. Rader, who just happened to peek in and then just shook her head and left us. I had just squatted down and took three deep breaths and then stood up and blew hard on my thumb. I passed out. My second time. A friend had stood behind me and caught me as I fell so I wouldn't crack my head on the hard floor. We were just playing, seeing what would happen. The first time I passed out was in eighth grade during the winter Christmas show. We were all dressed in white shirts, buttoned at the collar. I was just singing my heart out, and then I remember feeling funny. Next thing I knew, Coach Miller was hovering over me with smelling salts. I was laying backstage behind the singing choir. I had forgotten to bend my knees and breathe. Passed right out. I know, breathing is natural. We do it without thinking. But sometimes we forget. It seems that when we look at computer screens or television screens, we change our ordinary breathing patterns. It's called screen apnea. I heard this story on Spark, a CBC radio program. You can find a podcast of the show on the internet. We don't breathe out. We are becoming a nation or world of shallow breathers. My granddaughter's been having some breathing problems. During exercise, she finds herself unable to breathe. She has to stop exercising and wait impatiently until she could continue. Why does this happen? No one seems to know. Perhaps screen apnea is the answer. She uses computers a lot and reads a whole lot. Maybe she has conditioned herself into not breathing out. I had one other breathing problem that may be related to this phenomenon. I was teaching a class in philosophy, and at the time was audited by the IRS. Nietzsche was the topic in philosophy. He is the living dangerous guy, stepping out on a tightrope. He wanted us to try new things, to create a new self, to become greater than who we are. He wanted us to take charge of our lives and risk becoming something greater. It was in my mind. At the same time I was teaching this, the IRS was not accepting some claimed expenses. I was young and couldn't understand why they wouldn't just take my word for it. But no, they demanded receipts. Imagine. One day while teaching, I started to get short on breath. I asked the students about the temperature in the room. "It's fine," they replied. I told them I needed to get some air and walked outside. I still had trouble breathing. A student came out and walked me down to the nurse's office. My chest was tight, and my hands and feet, then arms and legs, were numb. I knew that I was dying. I was thinking of the jailer's words of warning to Socrates about the effects of drinking hemlock when he said, "Then the numbness will reach the heart, and it will end." Then I was gone. Next thing I heard was the voice of a paramedic soothingly telling me that I was all right, over and over again. "You're all right. You're all right." I wasn't dead. Quite a moment. I was wired to an EKG. It showed my heart to be in good condition. "Hyperventilation," the medic said. "Symptoms are similar to heart attack. You just forgot to exhale. If diagnosed early enough, you just breathe into a paper bag. that cuts down on the oxygen you are inhaling. Balance is returned to your system, and there's no problem. So there can be a problem not breathing in, and sometimes a problem in not breathing out. Every morning I do Tai Chi. One point of focus is breathing. Breathing in deeply and exhaling completely. It is repeated over and over. It is not taken for granted. It is not assumed that you will be breathing correctly without conscious effort. It's a daily ritual. The hope is that it will become part of my life on a breath-by-breath basis. Yoga also emphasizes this. And when one is an athlete, breathing is always a consideration. Coaches are always telling their athletes to take a few deep breaths and then let them out completely. It helps with relaxation and focus. Correct breathing becomes part of an athlete's life without them giving it much thought. For those who do not do aerobic exercises on a daily basis or do not practice the art of breathing correctly, breathing problems can become a life problem. Screen apnea now appears on our radar. I wonder just how widespread it is. Perhaps most of us have it or are developing it. It is hard to take a deep breath when one is sitting bent over a screen or a book. The body just doesn't work that way. We are built for walking across the savanna with our head up and our eyes wide open. Time to take a deep breath and exhale completely. The expert I heard claims it is a real problem for many today, and it will become even more a problem as we continue to increase our time spent viewing a screen. This is Retirement Talk. It's something to think about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.